ganja planter. Call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth, we may put the ganja. Babylon, come light it at the fire, me a chant. Yes, I'm a ganja planter.
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm off a beer, damn it!
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, an entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'm your host this week, Mike from Boston, and with me this week is...
Crazy Dave from Temecula, California!
And Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
What's up, Toby? Thanks for joining us, guys.
What's up?
This is our Easter show, man. And
totally,
because
bro.
Easter's on 420, we're doing hempy Easter, man. So we got, like, wow, Easter beers, man. And, like, beers with hemp in it. So it's going to be like...
Is there like a hip Easter beer?
Totally. So, yeah. So the beer sick. That we're going to try on the show,
stoned.
Our fermentation conversation beer, is the Uinta Dubé.
Dubé.
Dubé, dubé, doo.
Dubé, bro.
It is their black IPA, or Imperial Black IPA from Uinta. And that's what we're going to be trying on the show here.
All right.
Later on in the show. You won't be able to watch us, but you'll be able to listen to us this weekend. Try some other beers, and those beers would be... Toby, what do you bring into the table this week?
Well, I'm keeping with the whole, you know, like, hippie kind of attitude sort of thing, and I'm going to have the Rochester Farm from Three Heads.
From a New York brewery.
Yeah, so I'm not representing my region, but, you know...
I know, there's no hemp beers in the West
Coast,
is there?
No, couldn't be any. It ain't Colorado, you know.
Well, I already did the hemp ale from Nectar Ales a while back. So,
Humboldt Brown, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna be drinking the brewery Saison de Lent.
Oh, that's what's got a little Easter egg on it.
Yeah, a little Easter egg.
So. I'm going with the Easter theme as well, with the Golden Carolus Easter beer. It's from a Belgian brewery called Het Anka.
Het Anka. Het Anka.
Mm-hmm.
Like your uncle? You sit on his lap?
I Het Anka. He's mean. I Het Anka.
He touched me while I sit on his lap.
All right. Let's get into this Uinta beer, shall we?
Sounds good.
Nice.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
I should have all the stuff open. Ready
to
go.
I got it here. It's a year round. First of all, this is Uinta Brewing. I don't know where they're out of.
Uinta Brewing.
Salt Lake.
Are they from Utah?
Yeah, Salt Lake City, Utah.
This is a toasted, chocolatey dark malts with an astronomical amount of hops. Alcohol is 9.2% ABV. The IBUs are 109. It did win a gold medal at the North American Beer Awards for the Cascadian Dark Style Ale. Also won a 2012 silver medal at the Brussels Beer Challenge for dark IPA.
Brussels.
Oh, it was in the Brussels Challenge, yeah.
Oh, the Dubé also is the outside upper portion of the cup in the Big Dipper, so it's the big star.
Yeah.
That's why they got stars on the label, bro. It's not just about rolling joints, you know?
It's yeah. Like, oh, by the way, it's an ale brewed. It's an ale brewed hemp seed.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to crack it.
Yeah, those guys, man.
Their website is uintabrewing.com.
And they're part of the Utah Brewers Collective or something like that, right?
Got a nice, fine, thick head.
You know, I did have this on tap a while back when I was in San Diego.
Wow, I mean, I haven't even really taken a sniff, and I can smell like some malty, molassesy kind of something.
I got big head. I got like two Yeti fingers.
Damn. Oh, you don't have your Yeti finger glass.
No.
Oh. I have a few Yeti fingers of head here.
Wow, the Sam Adams glass is really...
Yeah, it's not...
it's not doing its job.
Nope. I must have some funk in the bottom of the glass or something.
Yeah, on the nose. Whoa.
Big. It smells big.
Big hops. I'm picking up on some sage. Like pine and sage.
Sage.
It smells licorice-y.
Well, like kind of anise. Yeah, I can get that.
It smells like Uranus.
No, it's not Uranus. No, it's the doobie, W star, Uranus. Man.
Well, it might smell like a...
It's
like
123 light years away, bro.
Chocolate doobie.
It smells really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a good kind of piney hop aroma.
Maybe a little floral something. Did we get the hops that were in this or no?
Nah, it doesn't say nothing. Oh, no, it doesn't say nothing.
Wow.
But it was entered into the Cascadian Dark Ale category, so maybe they use
Cascades. Maybe it's Cascades.
Maybe. Yeah, this smells really good. I won't take a sip.
I can't yet. I gotta. I'm gonna take a sip. I could take a spoonful at this point.
Yeah. You need a ladle.
Taking a sip, yeah.
You need a big dipper.
Whoa, that is. Oh, wow, that is hoppy. Ow.
Mm. Ow? Did you say ow?
Yeah.
You're fired.
Ow. It's got a roasty hop bitterness.
This is
with
like
a sweet malt to it.
Wow.
It's like one of
those, and the IBUs are 109 on this beer.
It's up there.
And with the ABV 9.2? Jeez. Mm-hmm.
Big beer.
Oh yeah.
It's juicy. It's like
Yeah, totally. Yeah, juicy. That's an excellent. Yeah, that's
but
awesome.
It's like roasted juice.
It is kind of juicy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a.
There's a little bit of the roastiness.
That roastiness comes in just enough.
And then there's roastedness that comes before it just dries
up. Before it dries up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, big pine. There's even almost kind of a woody something.
It's got a sweetness to it, though, that's really nice.
And this comes in what? Like, comes in a 4-pack, right?
Little, yeah, 4-pack.
12-ounce bottles. I got 2. I didn't get the 4-pack because I can get singles at the place I went today. But
the bottle, by the way, has got some really cool stuff on it. It's like a compass. It's got, like, north,
yeah, I saw
east,
that.
Southwest on it.
In the, slick. Yeah, in the glass.
I always like the, you know, when breweries kind of
do neat things like that.
A little extra mile and have either their own bottles or... They're etching on the, etched labels and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I actually like it when they print the labels on the bottles as opposed to the paper labels, stuff like that. It's kind of cool to me. I'm a sucker for that. Mm. But yeah, the little compass, it's pretty sweet.
This is one of those beers where I can tell, afterwards, it might be a little rough after just taking down one of these. Just not really a hangover that you feel setting in, but it just has,
I almost feel like this should be served in 10-ounce bottles.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah, if you go to the bar and get this, you're not getting a big glass of it. You're getting like that.
Yeah, you should not get a pint of this.
I mean, I didn't even pour my full 12 ounces into this thing. They'll probably give you an 8-ounce pour of this.
Man, this is American. This is punch you in the face.
Man.
Like, see how imperial I can make my black IPA.
What are you guys going to pair with this?
Oh.
Jeez, I don't know, man. I want some, charred spicy beef ribs or something.
Yeah, well, I was going to say like a peppered steak, like one of those black pepper... Lots of black pepper on the crusted steak kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking short ribs.
All right, well, I'm not going to debate the length of the rib with you, Dave.
What? You're not going to what?
I'm kidding. I was trying to make a stupid joke. It didn't quite work.
Oh, no, I just didn't hear you.
I was going to debate the length of the rib.
Oh. Well, you get a short glass, you get a short rib.
That's right. Just give me one rib. The cup, put it in my hand.
Yeah, I think short ribs.
Going back big, in the nose, it's like it smells even bigger. It smells, I'm starting to get maybe some molasses or something coming out now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's a sweetness to it, and I smelled that right off the bat.
Yeah, and you were saying licorice, yeah, so there's like this molasses kind of something.
A little bit of pepperiness, too, now. Yeah, I like short ribs with this. I think that's going to go good. Some braziness and whatever. Wow.
Roasted bitter.
Untapped ratings come in out of 18,389 ratings at a 3.86. Top three places to drink this are Ron's Corner Tavern in Bedford, Texas.
Hey, Ron. Give a shout out to Ron.
River City Draft House in Louisville, Kentucky. And Green Room Brewing in Jacksonville Beach, Florida.
All right, this is how wrong similar beers is on Untappd. They say the Stone Go-To IPA is the top similar beer.
No. Maybe the...
I don't think so.
Sublimely Self-Righteous.
No, yeah, but it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to go similar, you got to at least try to go to the style.
The style, right. Yeah.
But, and oddly enough, to say that Stone is a more toned-down version of this beer is fucking crazy. Yeah. Sorry, we're live on YouTube here, and I'm just, you know, letting F-bombs. The language fly here. Toby usually edits this stuff, but I guess he can't do it when it's live.
Not on the video.
No, that's what's great about the YouTube is you get the uncut raw.
Get the raw
parental
footage.
Advisory.
I like it raw.
That's what we need is little Maybe parental I like advisory raw. Stickers on our forehead.
Like Eminem, you know? Hit that raw dog and bail.
I guess that's it.
Yeah,
we got more beers to drink and stuff to talk about.
So we'll be back. You'll have to check us out this weekend.
Go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Check out our Hempy Easter show coming out this weekend. We'll have it out by Easter, that's for sure. By 4:20.
By 4:20,
which is Sunday coming up.
Do you think a lot of people are going to celebrate 4:20, even though it's on Easter?
Dude, you know people get high before they go to church. I'd have to get high to go to church. They should just give weed out at church. I bet you all kinds of suckers would show up.
Well, I mean, the Rastafarians, you know, I mean, that's part of their religion. So that will segue into my beer coming up this weekend.
So. Yeah.
Man, Jesus smoked weed, man.
Did he?
Yeah.
I'm sure he had plenty of hemp products.
Hemp sandals.
He just smoked his sandals, yeah, man.
Smoke his sandals.
Light his robe up, you know?
Come, thy shall smoketh from my garments.
Thou shalt smoketh my shoes.
Okay, so now we've lost all of our...
Before we get smited, is that a word?
Smoked.
Smited. Smoked.
Before we get smoked, we're out of here.
Okay. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff.
Yeah. And iTunes too.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas's premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles, you can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler.
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines of the Beer Coasters Daily.
What's up, everybody? This is Crazy Dave from Temecula, California. And this week's Tibbies is the World Beer Cup winners.
Tibbies. Yeah, so the World Beer Cup just happened.
Yeah.
When that was it? Just happened.
It was just the other day.
Yeah. This ain't the soccer game, folks.
Well, this is the beer cup.
Yeah, not the World Cup, the World Beer Cup.
94 different categories of beers, folks.
Whoa.
So sit down. We got about an hour and a half to go through all of them.
Uh-huh.
So, no, actually, we're not. We're just going to kind of highlight a few. Since we just had an Imperial Black, let's look and see what won the Imperial Black IPA.
What kind of black IPA?
There's a whole downloadable PDF list, which is pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at that now, but
there's an Imperial IPA. There's an Imperial Red. There's an American-style Imperial Stout.
American-style black ale.
Here, I'll name off the Champion Brewery and Brewer Awards while you guys look up some other stuff. The Champion Brewery and Brewmaster Small Brew Pub went to Iron Hill out of Media, Pennsylvania. Small Brewing Company went to Pelican Pub and Brewery out of Pacific City, Oregon. And the Mid-Size Brewing Company went to Coronado Brewing Company out of Coronado, California.
Hey, Coronado! Yay! I like them.
Large Brew Pub went to Blind Tiger Brewery and Restaurant out of Topeka, Kansas. And the Large Brewing Company went to
Coors
Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Even though we all like Miller better. Dang it. Well,
I mean, would Sam Adams fall into the Large Brewing Company or no?
I don't know, but
I would think so, yeah. I mean, they're the largest, technically the largest American brewery, right?
Well, yeah, I think so, yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't have won that over Coors, but I don't know what the criteria is for, you know.
Well, it doesn't beer cup, so, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't
say how many entries there were for those, but it does show entries for all the other styles. I think the American Black Ale is probably the closest thing we're going to have.
Probably, yeah.
So the gold came from Barley Brown's Brew Club out of Baker City, Oregon, for their Turmoil. Silver was Once You Go from Linwood Brewing Concern in Raleigh, North Carolina. And the Wookiee Jack from our folks at Firestone Walker up in Paso Robles. Yeah. Also, of interesting note, the American Style Imperial Stout, Black Flag Imperial Stout from Beer Valley Brewing Company out of Oregon, won that. And I actually had that just a couple weeks ago on our Dead Men show, and I only gave it a 2.5. I thought it was too malty, too not hoppy, not imperial. I don't know. There's just something not right about it. Maybe I just had an old one, which is possible. But anyways.
Out of the wood and barrel-aged beers, there were 40 entries, and the gold went to Gigantic Brewing Company for their Pipe Wrench. The silver went to the barrel-aged Scottish from OG's Pizza and Brewing out of San Clemente. And the bronze went to Lou from Brew Brothers Brewery out of Reno, Nevada. Wow.
Oh, Uinta won an award, too. They got the bronze medal in the English-style mild ale for their Bristlecone.
Oh, cool.
So. Yep. Cool. Yep.
But you, Mike, you got a favorite style you want to throw out there?
I don't know. Is there are these in order at all? I'm getting really kind of lost in looking at all of these.
Command F.
Well, you know, the chocolate beer categories, I haven't heard of any of these beers. The Shake Chocolate Porter from Boulder Beer Company. The Snonami Chocolate Raspberry Imperial Stout from North Bend Smokehouse and Brew Pub from Minneapolis, and Decadent Dark Chocolate from Atwater. They had 51 entries, and I'm like, Southern Tier should have definitely been in that. I think they should have. I don't know, but I don't know who the entries were. Mike Hess out of San Diego, California, won the rye beer category.
Nice.
Really? Yeah, for the Habitus. And Ruthless Rye came in second, and Rastafa Rye came in third from Blue Point Brewing.
Sweet.
Cool.
So. Well, there you go.
Yeah, you get like there you some said, winners for you. There's a downloadable winners list PDF that shows all 94 categories.
Yeah. We'll have this posted on our website.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untapped, Google Plus, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
Listen up, baby. It's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Watch out now, baby bubba.
Hey, everybody, what's happening? This is Crazy Dave from Temecula, California. And today I'm going to be drinking the Saison de Lent from the brewery.
De Lent?
De Lent.
You drink a beer for Lent.
For Lent? The Saison de Lente.
I don't know.
And I thought this was like a, I thought this was like the Saison of like the glass.
Yeah, that's the Mexican Saison. Saison de Lente.
Like, I have a broken glasses. I only have un lente. It's like my, like lente loco or something.
I only have un lente.
One lens. No, well, this
but
is from...
an Easter egg on it.
Yeah, it totally does. Yeah. Here it is. And it's pink and everything, so maybe it's the so ladies cute. Will like it or something. It's all pastel-y.
It's got a cool little, you know, pink and green kind of thing.
Very pastel-y. How could they sell that sidewalk chalk, like, in pastel colors? Like, that's just lame.
Why?
For Easter.
Yeah, so you can,
you can paint the sidewalks for Easter.
Yeah.
It's anyways,
springtime chalk.
The website is www.thebrewery.com. This is a spring saison. It's the wild yeast in the saison de lent will continue to dry over time, giving a slightly more mature character to vintage bottles. Perfect for warmer weather picnics and spring celebrations. It's a nice
like Easter.
Yeah, it's a nice light 6.5% ABV. IBUs are
drinking another Belgian beer. Yes,
IBUs are 35.
It's hempless.
Yeah, it's hempless.
But it's Eastery.
But that's all right. It's got alcohol, so I can still get drunk. So,
right. I mean, it's related. They're cousins, right?
I'm gonna bust this out, and we're gonna
hops and cannabis. They're cousins, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think the brewery does anything other than 750s, right?
Everything
unless you
I've,
get it on tap, of course. But
everything I've always had from them has been 750s. This has got a load of head. It's really light in color. It's like a gold, like a goldish yellow, more yellow than gold, I guess. Definitely got quite a bit of carbonation kind of coming up. The head is really fine.
Like really tiny bubbles?
Yeah, tiny bubbles.
Tiny bubbles.
It's got a really lemony...
tiny bubbles.
A lemony smell to it.
Smell like Easter.
It's got a little bit of a funk to it.
Burp, chicka, burp.
Kind of like a dirty lemon...
Since Dave doesn't really like Belgian beers, I think we can walk all over his tasting flight this week. What do you think, Mike?
Pretty much. Is it what doesn't he like about the Belgian? Is it the yeastiness that he doesn't like the Belgian yeast?
I don't know. You know,
or is
I think
he not
he's
a fan
around.
Of Brett? Is he like anti-Brett?
I don't like the Brett and the funkiness is what I really don't like about him.
Dave don't like the funk.
I mean, I like the funk, but not
Dave
that kind
don't
of funk.
Like the funk.
I like to get funky.
We like the funk.
Meanwhile, back at the beer tasting.
That's like Bobby McFerrin stuff right there.
What? Dude, that's me playing the funk.
Well, why'd you sip some funk and tell us about it?
No, that's Bobby McFerrin all the way. Good job, though.
No, Bobby McFerrin's like...
No, I think your Bobby McFerrin was better before.
Don't worry, be happy now.
It's like when Dave does his Irish accent, it sounds like a Rastafarian.
Well, back to the Saison de Lamp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, back to the beer.
This is really light, lemony, crisp, clean. A little bit of a little bit of a...
Rub it on my furniture.
It's going to bring the shine of that oak right out. I want to dip my eggs in this. It's got a light lemony kind of a zest to it. It's actually pretty refreshing, believe it or not. It doesn't have a very strong bread-y-ness, band-aid-y kind of thing. None of that's really going on. It doesn't have any funkiness to it. A slight little bit of funkiness, and when it dries up, it's got like a green pepper kind of a thing to it. You know, like, man, like saisons, I think go really good with seafood. I remember one time I had like crab with a saison. I just thought that was really, really good. This would probably go good with some sort of a whitefish, or I don't want to say something as delicate as like lobster, but maybe some sort of a shellfish or something would be good with it. But also it has that green pepper thing, so maybe like...
Hey, who are you calling delicate?
So I'm thinking like maybe even a stuffed bell pepper, or maybe a stuffed seafood bell pepper. That's what it is right there.
Whoa.
All right.
Stuffed seafood bell pepper.
Fancy.
Yeah, because, you know, lemon stuff always kind of goes good with that kind of stuff, you know, and... It's not too big of a beer. It's not big at all. So it's not going to really go with a huge big monster, you know, food order. But I think a seafood stuffed bell pepper would do well for this.
Yeah, I really like this beer, and I always forget that it's seasonal. And so I did see it recently. I was at the beer store and I saw it, and I should have picked it up because I really like it. I know Gina likes it. It's one of those, you know, great American versions of a saison,
and it's only $9 for the bottle.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
You know,
$7.50. That's fantastic.
I mean, it's cheaper than a bottle of wine. You know, I mean, unless you're getting $2 chuck or whatever, but you know, still,
I'd rather have a saison than a bottle of wine.
Well, come on.
I think saison is well.
You know, saisons are. I think they're. It's a good beer to go with food. You know, with like some lighter summer type foods or springtime foods and stuff.
Yeah.
So Dave, you're not big on the Belgian styles, but it seems
The Belgian beers and the saison. Like the I appreciate the lighter saisons a lot better.
Yeah.
You know, the more mellower saisons I like.
Lighter, crisper.
Yeah.
Belgianiness you could deal with.
Yeah, but not the big. Belgian-y, saison-y stanks. You know, that's just too much.
Like when you really get into that farmhouse funk.
No, the farmhouse is not what I want.
There are some saisons that can have...
I like the farmhouse. I like my beers dirty.
Big, bushy stank. Mike's got no problem with that.
Horse blanket? Give me two.
Give me a nice, clean, fresh chick, and I'm good to go.
All right, Saison de Lin.
Now I'm confused.
The brewery or Untappd has that a 2014 version of this. Do you want to do that, Dave, or do you just want to do the regular?
I'll probably just do the regular because I don't know.
Yeah.
Untappd has the Saison de Lent at 3.71 out of 6,396 ratings. Top three places to drink this is the Perch Pub in Philly, the Bar on Buena in Chicago, and the Souse restaurant in Baston.
Sauce. Oh, Fourth Toronado in San Diego, California.
Yeah, look at that. You ever heard of sauce, Mike? It's in Baston.
Not the way you say it.
Sauce. Sauce?
Like a hop?
Like it's sausage without the age. Yeah. So it's like young sausage.
Sausage without the age.
I don't know if I've heard of that place.
You don't like the young sausage?
It's not my thing.
I hear there's lots of young sausage out in
Boston. It's on Union Street.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Yeah, this is Toby out west. For my tasting flight for this hempy Easter, I didn't go with an Easter or spring release, so I went with something that was kind of hempy. So, you know, I went with the Three Heads Brewing Company's Rastafarian.
Three Heads, Rastafari.
Three Heads, man.
Hey, man. They got the Three Heads.
And they got the lion on the label, man.
The Lion of Judah. Haile Selassie I, Rastafari.
Time don't wait for no man, brother. You can't rest when you're dead, Nick. Let's go. This is serious mistake. Ain't a good move in a Rasta. I'm going to fuck up your structure. I don't take kindly to this. Yeah, no, Babylon. This your transport and thing. What you waiting up on me for? Jacob ain't doing nothing. Take your hands off of this Rasta. Don't mess with Jacob, Kia. You're not...
Nice.
Shout out to Nico Bellic. GTA 5, man.
Liberty and little City. Jacob. Little Jacob.
Nice.
All right.
And I'm about to drink some more beer right now.
So this is Three Heads Brewing. This is not a new brewery because
it's also
Mike...
not one head, not two heads.
But Three Head Mon.
Three Heads Mon. You got Three Heads Mon. Lazy Mon.
Yeah, I got Seven Head Mon. Once you get seven or eight head, then you come talk to me. Because you're a lazy Mon.
Mike,
look at your sister. She got 10 jobs.
Just keep talking, Toby. We'll figure it out. We'll get through this.
Mike did the common man from Three Heads.
And I did the Java Sutra not so long ago.
Oh, you did Sutra too. That's right. So this is a, you know, this is not new to the show, Three Heads, but they are a contract brewer. And I don't remember if Mike mentioned this before. They contract.
Wait. Okay, if you've got one head and most guys have two heads, what's the third head?
You don't want to know.
It's like your third eye, man. It's like, you know.
I got a brown eye.
So this is actually brewed by Custom Brew Crafters Incorporated out of Honeyoye Falls.
Custom Brew Crafters Incorporated.
They sound really corporate to me.
I know they do. Well, they have a, there's a bunch of breweries that brew at their facilities. There's probably, I think they have four different contract brewers that brew through them. They're in Honeyoye Falls, New York. This is the Rastafarian Wee Heavy. So it's a Wee Heavy. There you go. Scottish Ale. Comes in at 7% ABV with 34 IBUs. I couldn't get any ingredients on this. They don't have this on their website, and their website is weird. It only
lists
threeheadsbrewing.com/threeheadsbrewing.
Yeah.
It's really weird. It's like a WordPress site or something, and it's not updated. Yeah, I think the last time they updated it was in October of 2013. So, and I've seen this beer around for a while, so I'm not sure why they don't have it on their website, but whatever.
You never know where you're going to find this beer.
Yeah, you never know. It's kind of like they're on island time.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
See something.
Yeah, Rastafari. Right,
oh, check this out.
What?
Cracking it.
I got one.
Oh, you got a Rastafari
oh,
too,
look
man.
Look at that.
Hey, look at that. Is it nice and cold, man?
Are you?
Hey, oh, we got a, we got a two attack. Hands.
I told you, man, you can find these things anywhere.
Yeah, man, the Rastafari is on every hey. Corner. You know where to find them.
This is a surprise attack.
They'll sell you some of the sweet scents, too.
This has not happened on Beer Coasters podcast before, where there was a
Well, it almost happened. I almost sneak attacked Mike with chocolate from Southern Tier, but it wasn't cool. I didn't have it at the proper temperature.
Yeah, okay. Right. You gotta clarify. Because it would have been cool to sneak attack, but not... You meant the beer temperature wasn't cool.
And... It was good that you hung on to it because you were able to bring it to BBQ and we were able
and
to
share it with people. I would have drank the whole bottle.
The Tone Leone blend.
Yeah.
With the Pumpkin.
But, you know, my girlfriend and I are planning a trip out to Boston this summer.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm totally going to, like, somehow smuggle a whole case of that back.
I'm going to let you talk about it, Toby. I may make a few comments here and there, but I'm going to let you take over your own tasting flight.
On the pour, I started off with about a finger, and now it's down to just about a film. But I got some good lacing going on. It's it's amber in color. There's some kind of a little bit of a reddish type highlights. I don't have good light in this room, or maybe I guess it's more of a copper color.
Yeah, looks like it's going
slightly,
copper.
Slightly cloudy. It's not crystal clear, so there's a little bit of cloudiness. And I don't think it's chill haze because my beer is not that cold. On the nose, dirty.
I got like a really ripe, like banana baby food.
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
Baby food. Damn.
You know, like
but it's very. It has
baby
that
food banana puree.
Cereal grain. Well, you know, now that you mention kind of baby food, there is a. There's that kind of flaky baby food mix that you mix with water or whatever. It's kind of like an oatmeal.
Yeah.
But it's flakes, and so you kind or maybe it's the formula, something like that. You put it in with water and you mix it up. That's kind of just like very like kind of cereal grade. Almost like soggy corn flakes or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But mine's got, I mean, I'm smelling a little bit of, you know, brown sugariness in there.
Mine's kind of stanky. I don't really get the brown sugar.
Caramely brown sugar and some flour.
Yeah, there's some caramel notes, yeah.
Some floweredness. I'll shut up now.
It definitely smells Scottish.
I don't want to influence his tasting flight.
Hey, you know, it's all right, man.
I've already,
let's take a sip, Mike.
All right. Cheers.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Mike totally sliding in on my tasting flight. He's like, tasting flight cock block. It's like, swoops in.
Oh,
you drinking
beer.
That beer too? Oh. So I'm getting some dirty, it's not really smoky, but there's
a scotchy maltiness to it.
A what kind of maltiness?
There's a scotchy maltiness to it.
Yeah.
It's definitely scotch ale.
Kind of has that dusty.
Yeah. Mossy.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Back on the nose, it just has that real wet cereal grain. Not really oatmeal, but something around those, you know.
Cream of wheat.
No. It's that weird kind of.
Like that cereal that's been sitting in your milk all morning?
It's like, yeah, I mean, it's like soggy cereal. And there's that, those flakes, those like cereal flakes that you make baby food out of.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
It's been a while. I mean, my kids are, you know, 3 and 4 now, so.
They're out of the cereal baby food making business.
There was always this. It was like a.
Hey, brother, what you talking about? This cereal flakes, man.
It was like this dried cereal that you would mix with water and feed it to the kids for baby food. You know, so it wasn't.
Do you mix it with the milk?
Or you could mix it with milk, yeah. But that's kind of what this reminds me of, but...
There's all kinds of... They have, like, rice cereals and oatmeal cereals and other kind of stuff for kids, yeah. Right? That rice cereal has kind of a weird consistency to it.
It's got a good mouthfeel. It's,
I like the aroma.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a nice, full-bodied type of hearty type beer, you know? If I was going to pair this with something, I would pair it with stew, some sort of like beef and potato stew, because it kind of, that's what it reminds me of, sort of, you know, it's like this hearty kind of...
I want this on tap at a Renaissance hot meal. Fair.
Yeah, I mean, that would work too. A turkey leg.
I could totally
leg.
Picture this in, sure. in a big old stein and a turkey leg, yeah. Because it's, I mean, I don't see what is the ABV on this, do you know?
Oh, 7%. So not too bad. I mean, it's very, very Scottish, you know. I mean, I think they hit it with the wee heavy, you know. I think it's pretty much right on.
What has a Scottish beer got to do with I guess it's Rochesterfarian.
Yeah.
It's some a New York Rastafarian.
Well, a lot of their, if you look at some of their other beers.
Is this like a Jewish Rastafarian?
Like mine was all a play. Was it the Java Sutra, right? And then the other one was the Common Man, which I don't know what playing on words there.
Yeah,
was that the Super Bureau show?
I thought that was the Small Beer show, because it was. I thought Common Man was a really low ABV.
Or was it a California Common show?
Maybe.
Dude, Toby, did you guys talk about the label for this beer?
What the lion in a hoodie with a boombox on his shoulder.
with the crown too. So it's the full.
Yeah, he's got the crown and the scepter. He's like walking down some alleyway with some posters slapped on the brick wall behind him. Yeah.
With the boombox. That's dope. That's actually pretty dope. Yeah, man.
Get it, dope Rastafari.
There you go, bro. Totally. Yeah. All right, folks. All right. Well, there you have it. That's the Three Heads Brewing Rochesterfarian, their wee heavy ale. Check out their website, threeheadsbrewing.com/threeheadsbrewing, or you can go to Custom Brew Crafters Incorporated. Just Google them and you'll see what other contract brewers they have.
Give me that thing back! Me need to take that back! Chop! Give me that thing! I was in this thing! This wrestler don't be drunk! Jacob wanted him transport back! No! Jacob transport me! Him transport! Homo ionizer chief! Going on!
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Mike, why don't you start over? Let's okay. take it from the top.
Hey!
Hey!
This is my tasting flight.
Hey, I'm Rasta.
From Boston.
Yeah,
but
Mike.
I'm not going coast to coast this week.
No?
I'm actually going overseas.
Overseas?
Oh, I was hoping you were going middle of the country.
Taking a trip!
To a nice little place in the middle of Europe. Called Belgium. Now, the beer I'm trying is from a brewery called...
A brewerige.
Het Unke, which I'm
I hate Uncle.
I'm probably
this is the guy that touched you when you were a kid.
And I'm sure some Belgians are going to write in and let me know that I completely butchered it. But this is the Golden Carolus Easter beer. This is a beer they come out with specifically for Easter. It's a dark Belgian ale.
Can I see the label?
Yeah, sorry, I should have said that.
Sorry. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, little bunnies and springtimey things.
Oh, that's not advertising to children at all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. How, that would not have passed the U.S. label.
Drink me.
All right.
So, this
Happy
is a...
Easter.
Yeah, we'll put some Easter eggs and some bunny rabbits on it, you know. And, yeah.
I want to give a quick shout-out to Marty's Liquors in Newton, because they actually got this from their cellar. This is the 2013. So, this has actually been in their cellar aging for a year. So, hopefully, this beer is like, spot on right now. So I'm trying to uncage and uncork it here. And yeah, Matt, what'd I say, 10.5%? Oops, I just...
Mike, you are going to be lit tonight.
That's the plan, man.
That's a big-ass bottle, too.
420, man. Don't smoke. So, you got to drink. All right, this is a... It's darker than the three heads that we just had here. It's not quite a brown ale kind of brown. It's a little bit lighter than that because you can almost see through it, but not quite. It's like a very like a translucent brown. Big soapy head, got about a finger, and it's just hanging out. It's not going anywhere. I could probably come back in a half an hour and this head will probably still be on this beer.
Looks very nice.
If my glass was cleaner, I'd get some really nice lacing here, but I guess I got a dirty glass. On the nose.
Ooh.
Get my brown sugary fruits, like brown sugar.
Brown sugary fruits? Like dates? Yeah.
Like a brown sugar prune, maybe? Not quite. But there's a dark fruitiness, but not quite like a cherry or anything. It's more like a rape. Like,
do you say more like a rape?
Like a cinnamony raisin. No, not like a rape.
Raisin. Yes. This is like a rape.
Get some of those Belgian-y spicy notes, like the clove and... Yeah, something's kind of like figgy.
Like a figgy pudding?
There's a figginess.
Figgy.
Figgiosity.
Figgy, can't you see?
Figgiosis.
Figgiosity.
Damn, figure!
Figure, please.
It's kind of a dark... Jeez, guys.
Don't worry, that'll get edited out.
That's kind of a dark cheese?
Dark cheese? Ew.
Who wants a dark cheese?
CD, please.
CD, please. Man, I'm drunk.
Yeah, there's a little bit of anise in there. Ooh, there's... Oh, man, as this head is dissipating, I'm getting all kinds of other aromas in here. Really nice for... I mean, this is... It's odd that this is an Easter beer, because to me, it kind of... This is what I want around the holidays, like Thanksgiving, or even like Christmas. It's a very kind of Christmassy, the type of beers that I like to drink around Christmas time. With that Belgian candy sugary-ness and...
Taking a sip, yeah!
Smooth sweetness and some alcohol. Those spices are coming through in the taste. The clove and the cinnamon and almost like a Belgian wintry warmer kind of type flavors, but richer, fuller.
Well, I guess that makes sense if you're doing Easter, like the whole really kind of makes mellow. Things really rich.
Like it... I mean mellow. What I meant to say was just has a very kind of nice silky smoothness in the mouthfeel. There's no harshness. Like it's big. You get some alcohol warming, but there's no harsh. There's no harsh alcohol burn to it. Really interesting though. It's got that. It's like musty and it just. It makes me feel like this is like a nicely well-aged, like it feels special. You know what I mean? I guess I'll talk more about that in last call, but all kinds of stuff going on. There's all kinds of different aromas, and in the flavor, I'm getting the same kind of fruit flavors and spices that I was smelling. Man, to pair something with this, I kind of want, jeez, I don't know. I mean, cookies, like a buttery cookie.
Cookies?
What are those little French cookies there? They're shaped like shells.
And they're half dipped with sprinkles on them?
No. They're like, you can get them fresh baked sometimes. They're warm, kind of an eggy, vanilla-y flavor to them. I forget what they're called. Now I gotta look it up.
French butter cakes?
French or Italian?
Madeleines?
Yeah, Madeleines. Oh, okay. That's what I want with this beer. And yeah, if you want to dip them in chocolate, you could do that too. Mm. But yeah, I mean, just little kind of snacky things, little cookies or little cakes, even like a plain kind of pound cake, something like that would be fine with this beer. This is a beer that I just kind of want to sip and just enjoy the beer. I really don't know if I would want the influence of other flavors with the cakes and cookies and stuff to affect what this tastes like or smells like.
You know what my favorite French cookie is? Is those palmiers. Like, they're like the sugary, sticky, like, rolled...
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, man, those things are good. Coffee cart downstairs from my work has those sometimes, and I just go nuts for them.
So, check this one out. If you get a chance, this is from Belgium.
Is that a gold leaf, like,
yeah,
top on it?
Yeah, it's not gold leaf. It's just, like, a foil... you know, like metallic ink type
thing.
Wow. Oh, I'm going to keep butchering the name here.
Het Anka.
Het Anka. Yeah, from Belgium. And this is their Golden Carolus. And there's quite a few Golden Carolus. This is the Golden Carolus Easter. They have a Golden Carolus Christmas, Embryo, Triple, a Classic.
So basically any excuse to drink, they're going to have one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Any, just like us.
Do you like to drink during
the holidays?
Yes, we'll have a beer for you. Yes, yeah.
Beer for you during the holidays.
Every holiday is a holiday.
Yeah, check it out. I'm going to finish sipping on this beer, and we're going to go to our next segment.
Well, all right. Untappd has this at a 3.71 out of 1,295 ratings.
The top three places to drink this are the Café de Habsburg in Ermelo, El Sume in Mexicali, and Dirty Nelly's West Irish Pub in Palatine, Illinois.
Nice.
So kind
Shout
of
out to Dirty Nelly.
Kind of eclectic places to drink. And yeah, there's like seventh place too is Mad Mex. You know, so I don't
in Pittsburgh, PA.
And Guapas Tacos. So, I mean, taco shops love this beer for some reason.
And Cafe Hoo Garden.
I would not want a taco with this beer.
No.
Or enchiladas or empanada, maybe? Or.
How about some fried ice cream?
How about with some flan?
Ah, fried ice cream. Maybe.
How about vanilla ice cream rolled in churro crumbs?
Churro.
Churro.
We had a lady at work. She was actually Korean, but she spoke a little bit of Spanish. And one day she was saying, like, "I want one of those things, like, you know, like one of like what do they call those? A chorro." And I'm all like, "You want a chorro? All right,
here's some toilet paper.
Like, if you want to eat chorro, that's fine. But you know, I know those kinky Asians, man. They get their videos, man, and just damn."
Are we still live?
In Spanish, it's literally turbulent, muddy river.
It's the treat of the week. Treat of the week. It's the treat of the week. Treat. Treat of the week, yeah.
At Eden Spilker says... When asked about 420, Mr. Murphy responded that alcohol was his drug of choice, and if he had a cold beer in his hand, maybe he'd celebrate.
Treat of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the beer coaster's email. Radio. When's it on? What channel? I don't know. Probably not on Memorial World Entertainment Television. Hey, it's the Las Vegas Strip Edition. I haven't caught you guys since I was at the Golden Nugget Beer Festival and I saw your flyer somewhere. So we got the Bellagio Fountains here dancing in the background and the theme from the Pink Panther. The showgirls posing for pictures and me selling insults and jokes for a dollar. Trying to make people laugh that they don't pay my bills. It's walking around money. Hey, beer I drank. That wasn't even my idea. I stopped to take a little dinner break about 10:30, 10:15. And some guy named Ronnie came along and sat down next to me at the bus stop. And he got a big old, big-ass 1 gallon, whatever the hell it was, jug bottle of Christian Brothers brandy, I think it was. I don't ever have that before. It tastes like brandy. He said, here, have a sip of that on an empty stomach. I said, sure, why not? And then I ate my can of ravioli and cheese and beans and Chef Boyardee, I think, made it. Whatever his name really was, I don't know. That's his stage name. Luigi, I don't know. My name's Luigi. No, that's not. I'm just kidding. I'm not even close to Italian. So, and then, while I'm eating, he says, here, have some more. I'm like, well, I tilt my head back and say, yeah, just pour it in me while I'm eating ravioli. So he literally did pour it in me, and it overflowed my mouth down on my shirt and kind of wasted some of it. But I'm good going. I'm good to go now. So there you go. That's my story. It's sad but true. Bye. Happy Cinco de Mayo. That's the next drinking holiday.
All right, everybody. Last call.
Pint ratings.
The Doobie IPA. Imperial Doobie. Black.
Take another sip.
This is a big, big beer. A lot of flavor, a lot of hops, a lot of alcohol, a lot of everything. And it's going to get a little bit lot of points, too. I'm gonna give this a... Oh, man, I'm stuck between a 3.5 and a 4. I'll give it a 4. This is pretty damn good. I mean, it's... What? What?
Okay, you went back to that nose, right? You still have some?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that nose is...
Look at
me. It's like it's
strong. I mean, it's got a lot of everything. So, I mean, I thought it was pretty good. Didn't quite get the hemp seed, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I would
expect a little bit of dirty, sticky, icky, or something in there.
I don't think hemp seed really has much of a flavor or aroma, really.
I don't know. You're always picking them out, so you never really mess with them too much. You know?
Yeah, no, you always want
to... Well, now you know. You can put them aside to brew beer.
Yeah, it's just another way to...
Picking them out with the sticks.
Another reason to use... Another use of hemp seeds, folks. So, yeah. You know, you can use all of it. Whatever you don't use to make your shoes and sandals and shirts and stuff, you can use to make beer, smoke the rest of it. So it,
you know, the hemp plant is so versatile. I mean,
it is very versatile.
It's a weed, and there's so many uses for that thing. It's a wonder why it's illegal to be grown in certain states. You know, it's crazy,
man.
All right, Dave, sorry. What was your rating?
I'll give it a 4. I thought it was pretty good. All right,
sweet.
Yeah. Saison de Lent is pretty damn good. You know, like I said, those of you that listen know that I'm not a Belgian fan, and, you know, like, I'm more tolerant of the lighter Saisons, and this is just really good. I mean, the brewery knows what the hell they're doing, and this is a tasty... You'll
treat.
I just
got an instant message from Jean-Claude Van Damme, and he wants to come down and kick Crazy Dave's ass.
Why?
Because you're not a Belgian fan.
Crazy Dave would want this in his Easter basket.
Yeah, I would pick this
Saison de Lent.
Along with a couple, you know, bunnies or whatever. That'd be alright. Some peeps.
Hollow bunnies.
Couple bunnies.
I saw a little thing on the internet. It was like a peep show, and it had like some little peeps on a little stripper pole.
That is very cute.
Yeah.
It is. That is adorable.
So, yes, yeah, Saison de Lent is good stuff. I'm going to give this... I'm not quite sure I want to give it a 5, so I'll give it a 4.
A what?
I'll give it a 4.
It's 4?
Pretty...
I'll take it.
Pretty damn good.
That's awesome.
So definitely go check it out. I mean, this is a very food-friendly beer. It's light drinking. It's easy drinking. It's low alcohol. I just about drank the whole damn bottle tonight. So, yeah, it's good stuff. You want to introduce someone to Saisons? This would be it. Or even the Belgians. This would be the beer.
For my ratings, you went to Doobie. I mean, this is big. There's a lot going on. I would totally get this again.
Well, you should have. You got four of them.
No, I bought the single. I was able to buy a single. Well, no. Actually, strike that.
Strike that.
Shout out to Jordan. He hooked me up with a bottle of this. Jordan and his girlfriend Claire, which is Gina's cousin, they came into town about a month back, and with them they brought some local Utah beers because they're from Salt Lake, and this was one in the six pack that he brought me. So big shout out to Jordan, thanks for bringing this beer. I think I'm gonna go with a four. I'm gonna play it safe and go four because I really, really like this beer. I can't go, you know, not perfect, but still awesome. But yeah, four. I highly recommend people check this out. If you like hoppy beers, if you like black IPAs, the whole hemp seed addition to this, I don't know if it really, it's not a make or break kind of thing. So it's,
I guess we'd have to taste it without it to know that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested to check it out, you know, without that hemp seed addition and you know, the whole Doobie thing. It might just be a kind of gimmick, but whatever. I mean, the beer is great, so.
Yeah, you know what I really liked about it? It was big without going overboard, you know?
Yeah, it was right there. I think it was right at, like, the cusp of being, almost being too big, but it was like, I mean, it's labeled as an Imperial Black IPA, so, you know, you kind of go into it knowing that this is going to be somewhat of a serious beer. So yeah, 4 points. The Three Heads Rochesterfarian Brow. Whoa. This is
fucker in the structure. You need help for walk, Nico. This Rasta be drunk. Go out to bed.
This Rasta be drunk. Yeah, that's what I'll be saying after the last call. I think this is a great wee heavy. I think this is a great Scottish ale. It's a great representation of the style. I'm going to go 4 pints with this one also. I mean, it has a lot of the big, you know, kind of earthy, peaty, kind of, you know, what you would expect out of a Scottish type beer. And it's there. I mean, and it's 7%, but it almost feels bigger than 7%. I'm gonna go up 4 pints. I don't know. I don't know about you, Mike. I think you should rate it too.
Oh, you think I should, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you will rate it. So.
Okay, fine. If you say so. I wasn't going to, but now I have to.
Yeah, you have to.
For me, for the Doobie. Doobie, Doobie, Doo.
A Doobie, Doobie.
You went to Doobie Imperial Black IPA. I disagree a little bit with Toby and Dave saying that it's not too over the top. I think it is too over the top. I think they went too far with it. I think it's too big. I don't think that I would want more than 8 ounces of this to try it.
Well, you don't have to have more than 8 ounces of it, just, you know, because it's good. I mean, there's definitely some beers that you can't really pull that off with. But
yeah, I just think it's too much. The fact that it's sold in a 4-pack, I don't know. I just, there's something about it that's just too much. It's a little bit too big and too bold, and I can't believe that I'm saying this. It's kind of odd for me because I just think it's too much. I just think they're trying to go a little bit too over the top, and I'm.
But they,
it's good.
How
now,
did it,
see,
how
to
did
me,
it how did it make it less by going
too
by
big?
Going yeah.
For
Did
me,
it hurt?
I think.
Did it hurt, Mike?
Well,
because it
okay.
was too big.
I think it was too bitter. And I think it need to be, you know, in that aspect, need to be toned down a little bit.
The roastiness
had a little bit more like a burnt. It didn't have a really... The roastiness wasn't a good quality roasty flavor to me. It just tasted kind of a little too roasty. And I think it's because the bitterness and the roastiness, that combination was kind of like a burnt wood that I didn't quite care for. Like it was a little bit too charred.
I usually pick up on that when you get it, and I'll be the first one to say that this tastes burnt, but I didn't get that. I got roastiness, and I thought the sweetness was pretty well balanced with the bitterness.
For me, I think the bitterness was just too much on the tongue for me, and I think it affected the other flavors for me. I think the bitterness kind of ruined the other flavors for me. So I'm going to give it a 3.5. It's still drinkable. I mean, I'll still drink this stuff, and you know, I'd try it on tap again. This would be something I'd like to maybe even, you know, have on cask. I think that might be what I'm looking for in a beer like this, for it to be
a little less bitter. Yeah.
Just smoother. And this was not smooth. It was. It's just bitter.
Damn it, Mike, you're starting to sound like me.
I see what you're saying, though, Mike. I totally see what you're saying.
And part of it makes me a little... I have a little bit of an attitude about it. Like, if that was their intention, to, like, try to be bigger and bolder than these other beers, I think, honestly, in my opinion, brewers start to need to go in the other direction to make good quality, flavorful, you know, beers with good aroma but have less ABV. And it seems like they're just trying to go bigger and bolder than the next one. And I just... I think
you're
I'm kind of... I don't know. Maybe I'm a little jaded. I think maybe
you're
I'm
crazy.
Just over it. I could be. Maybe
what
I am.
What are you talking about?
It's possible. So, for
you
the
want
three
beers
heads,
that are weak? You want weak beers? You don't want beers that are big and bold and kick you in the
face? You're the one with the beard on your face looking like a biker, and you're the one complaining about these.
Mike,
now
if
I
you
know,
want
now
more
I know
Miller
why
Lite,
other countries
just
think.
Say it.
Now I know why other countries. I know why they feel the way they do about Americans listening to you guys right now.
Wait a minute. You have a beard. Holy crap. Wasn't that like 2 weeks ago when you shaved your beard?
That was like 2 days ago.
Jeez.
So for the three heads, the Rochesterfarian,
Yes, please.
I liked it. I like the... I actually like the banana smell to it, and it had a kind of a smoothness. I'm a fan of the wee heavy. I think it took me... I haven't had one in a while, so it was kind of like, oh, I remember this style. Oh, I really enjoy this style. So it kind of sucked me right back in. I'm going to give this one a 4.
Nice.
I liked it. I liked it. It may be missing something here and there, but I think that it brought me back into like, oh, I remember how much I like that style, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it was really missing anything. That's the thing about this beer is it was pretty much, you know, for me, it was pretty much spot on for, you know, I mean, it says
and
the right
fact
on
that
the
I'm
label,
saying banana, you know, that doesn't even describe, you know, the style, but...
banana come from
but it
the,
still had
the,
that earthy,
the Korean beer.
You know, like Toby was talking about, like the earthy, you know, mossy, peaty.
Yeah.
Flavor to it. So that was kind of an unofficial rating, right? So that's what I'm
no, it's official.
For my
for the boy. No one can test me, no boy. No
for
one
the
can test me.
Golden Carolus from Het Anka, the Easter beer. I love it. Absolutely love it. I want to give it a 5.
Wow.
It just feels like this feels like a beer like, oh, I'm going to crack open a bottle. It's like a special occasion kind of beer. And I think that for me, it just, I don't know, it does it for me. The aromas, the flavors,
it tickles your fancy.
The balance, it's you can get different flavors out of each sip. It's just
it gives me
it just
heart
feels
on.
Like a good quality beer that you want to share. You're like, oh, you got to try this and see if you can pick out these flavors.
This beer gives me a boner. You got to get this.
But here, look at this, folks. Like, I'm walking around with a 10.
So, yeah, I gave it 5. Simple as that. Bam. Shoutouts.
I got some shoutouts. All right. Let me start off with some shoutouts.
Start us up.
Yeah.
Start us up. I'll give a shoutout to Bean.
We never stop.
Bean P from Untapped. Bean P. Bean P suggested we use the Frank Zappa song in last week's show. The Why Does It Hurt When I Pee?
Perfect.
So,
perfect for our show.
Yes, it was perfect. So, boom, I put it in there. So, shout out to Bean P. Thank you for the suggestion.
And a shout out to Frank Zappa too.
Yeah, shout out to Frank Zappa. The guy who plays the bicycle. And I want to give a shout out to Jordan.
It's so awesome that you know that.
Give a shout out to Jordan for hooking me up with the Doobie this week. And there will probably be some more beers in the future from Jordan. So, but for now, the Doobie, Jordan, shout out, bam. Thank you.
I want to give a quick shout out to Bogey's Beer and Wine, Carl James, the Croesons. I'm not sure if I've said that one right. And
like
also Dante.
How about you, Dave? You got any shoutouts?
Yeah, you
probably
know,
listening to more Rastafarians.
Yeah, boy, go on. I'll give a shout out to Badman and Little Jacob from Grand Theft Auto 4.
Nice.
And Nico Bellic, man.
Yes, Nico. And of course, all the other homies on Untapped, like Gino Kenny, Mo Porter, and the rest of the Beer Coaster followers and stuff. We appreciate you guys listening and toasting and commenting and checking in and all that stuff. So keep it up.
I think that about wraps it up for this week's edition of the Beer Coasters podcast. A reminder to all our listeners, we haven't said this one in a while.
This is your show.
This is your show.
We did drinking in it. Yeah, I'm going to
check
work home now. The car ain't going to be working too good with all this Roosevelt.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hang on. Real quick, shout out to...
we got more
shout
outs?
Give a shout out real quick.
How
shout
many
out.
Goddamn shout outs we got in
one
this show
more.
Anyway?
Michael Testa.
What? Nikolai Tesla?
He says... Michael Testa.
That's
he said,
badass.
My first black IPA. Love this beer. Talking about the Doobie. Imperial Black.
Once you go black, you never go back.
And Rob Bowman, he was asking, what's the real percentage on
the
my
Bowman.
Homebrew? Woo! Rob Bowman, cheers.
Sweet, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. See you next week. We don't even know what we're doing next week. It's going to be a surprise. Right? No?
Surprise!
It'll be something.
Get ready for a surprise!
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Makes me
pause! Pause, Merca! Pause!
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. With us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
No, it's not your anus.
No,
it's the
Doobie,
Doobie
not
Star,
your anus.
Man. Man, Jesus smoked weed, man.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy Easter, bros.
Happy Easter, man.
Yeah. See you at church.
Except
I got a brown eye.